And our first studio guest, well, it's guests today, is Hilary Glow, who's the president of the Green Room Awards. And we've got Eugene Tay, who's the co-chair of the Green Room's Independent Theatre Awards. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
Now, Hilary, let's just start because we're going to do a background on both of you. But just give, for people going, what's a green room? You know, what is a green room? What is a green room?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. well, a green room, historically, theatres have had spaces where the talent, the artists, can rest or get ready to. So it's a space sort of before, during and after the show for the artists to gather. Theatres have historically always had a room and sometimes they're painted green. And we've called the Victorian Performing Arts Awards the Green Room Awards because as a term it means a lot to the people who are in the sector.
Absolutely, but you know, like where a lot of other people are scratching their heads going, what? So it's not your dressing room. It's a room that you actually go to and then from there you then go on stage.
Yeah, or you might gather there at the end of the show to have a drink with your with your colleagues and indeed you might be there waiting waiting to come on. Yep. So the green rooms usually have multiple uses and I noticed you guys have got green couches.
That's more of a, you know, like by chance.
It's really? Not that's not your, no. That's not your
let's just claim that.
Faux though. Green room.
I think it is. It is, Hilary, you're right. It is our green room.
Yeah.
So, all right, before we start talking about the Green Room Awards, give us a background of who you are, Hilary.
Okay, so I'm an academic. I'm Associate Professor at Deakin University where I run the Arts and Cultural Management Program. I've done all my research really is around the performing arts and my particular...
Awesome.
Yeah. That is the most enthusiastic response I have ever had to that sentence. Thank you very much. It really cheered me up.
But it is, you know, like because it's such an incredible sector and you know, like and it plays such an important, especially in a town like Melbourne, that, you know, like it's nice that, you know, like there's somebody like you, you know, like doing this.
Yeah. Look, I think it's a fascinating area and it's a growth area, as you just pointed out. My particular area of interest is in audiences. So I'm particularly interested in doing research into why people go along, why they don't go along, and what kind of experiences they might have while they're there. And it's a really audience research in the performing arts is a growing area internationally as well as in Australia. So I feel like I'm really sort of at the forefront of a very interesting new area.
So what made you get into an area like this? What was it? What fascinated you?
Well, I think academics always love finding a patch that isn't already incredibly trodden over by everybody else. You know, have you ever asked anyone when they, you know, how every second person is doing a PhD?
Yep.
Every second person in the universe is currently doing a PhD. And when you ask them what's your PhD on, it's always the tiniest slice of something.
Yep.
You know, it's absolutely the smallest unit of knowledge you can imagine. And I think that's because it's very hard to find a new patch. And it so happens that, so I started out being very interested in cultural policy, arts and cultural policy, and I've moved more and more to looking at audiences because I think although the area of screen audiences is quite well understood, like people who study screen reception are interested. But in the performing arts, you'd be amazed how little there is.
Well, that's because film, there's so much money that they'd throw at that research, where with performing arts, a theatre, there's not that money, is there? Because we all know the struggle that so many small theatre groups and performers, how they struggle.
Yeah, although ironically, it's also in the small to medium sector where you find some of the most interesting strategies and tactics for bringing in audiences, actually for expanding that whole sense of, you know, who are the people for this work? They might be people who come and sit down quietly and clap and applaud, but they might also be a public or a community that you engage in a whole plethora of ways that it much more actively engage with the work of the company. And in Melbourne, in Victoria, the small to medium sector are just doing incredibly interesting work.
What is it about Melbourne that the audience, you're like, hey, you've done the research, and you're like, come on.
Could you ask me an easy question? My favourite colour is blue. No, what's so special? Well, there was an article actually in The Australian a couple of weeks ago about how much more money the Victorian government spends on the arts per head of population than any other state. We are doing really well in Victoria. The investment, particularly by an agency like Creative Victoria in the arts, is phenomenally good compared to the other states. So that's obviously... And I mean, I guess what you'd also have to say is that successive politicians have understood the value of investing in an arts and cultural area, the value to tourism, the value to, you know, the sort of profile of the place. In other words, as governments understand what it is that the arts and culture bring to society at large, you tend to get much more generous, much more sort of open-hearted funding towards the arts.
We feel on this show, because we've been going for 3 or 4 years, we always forget how long we've been going, is that so many of artists come to Melbourne. You know, like they're flocking here. It almost seems like, you know, it's a crazy amount of people coming from interstate and around the world to live here in Melbourne because this is where it's all happening for them.
Yeah, and because it's a great place, isn't it?
Well, of course it is.
We don't mean to be parochial about it, but gee.
But neither of us are from...
We moved here.
Like so many other people. And our other co-host, he's not from here either. So there you go.
Well, you're not locals, but you count because you're obviously great campaigners for Melbourne.
Yeah,
and the person sitting right next to you is not from here either.
I'm not originally from here. No.
So how long ago did you move here?
I moved to Melbourne about 12 years ago. I was living in Adelaide before this.
Oh, okay, that's where I'm from.
Yeah, fantastic.
And what brought you to Melbourne, Eugene?
One day I woke up and I realized that I had to move to Melbourne. And then
you just had to do it.
Yeah.
And was it a calling because of the arts or something else that
you
were doing?
It was partly because of the arts. I was working as an architect back then. Okay. And I came to do further studies for architecture. But along the way, I sort of fell into theatre and have been there ever since.
What sort of theatre are you involved in?
I am a designer. I work both for main stage theatre and independent theatre. I have been working in independent theatre for almost a decade now, and I'm well and truly sort of all over it. I love it so much.
You don't mean you're over it.
I'm all across it.
Well, obviously, your architectural practice works beautifully with what you're doing now.
It is quite, yeah. I mean, I think from it I've gained, you know, some aspect with relation to design in terms of spatial design and sort of experiential design that sort of architecture affords and, you know, it enables me to sort of combine the two and create something unique.
Why independent theatre?
I believe independent theatre is on the pulse of, you know, performance arts in general. You know, we are always experimenting with new ways. As Hillary was saying, you know, the small to mid sectors, we find new ways to engage the audiences. But also, I think it's really important that we are always engage with the current conversations as artists.
So you said you do design mostly, Eugene. Mm-hmm. So is that different from doing design for independent theatre? Is that different from any other sort of design work you do? Or is that what you do? You find it more challenging or more interesting?
I don't think it's that much more different.
Okay.
Yeah, so design, I do set and costume design mostly, but I also consider myself a theater maker because especially in independent theater, everyone collaborates to create a show together and everyone is a theater maker, I think, in independent theater.
on Joy 94.9. We're talking Green Room Awards, which is happening tomorrow night here in our fair city.
We're talking to Hilary Glow and Eugene Tay from the Green Room Awards.
Now, we were just picked on when we were off air because, you know, I want to talk about more of the fun stuff, and then you're like, not policy.
And both David and I are saying, well, we found the cultural aspect really interesting. But yes, Hilary, come on, let's move on a little bit and let's talk about the Green Room Awards.
Thank you. Now, just cutting to the message
let's
here.
Let's go to sleep now.
let's cut to the message here. Yes, so you're absolutely right. Monday night, these guys are going to be here, are coming along. They've promised me they're going to wear their best clothes. They're polishing their tiaras as we speak.
We're going to frock up, aren't we?
Yes. So it's a fantastic night. It's at the Comedy Theatre in Melbourne. And in fact, we're incredibly lucky that it's at the Comedy Theatre, that the Mariner Group, which owns all of those beautiful 19th century buildings, they make this one available to us. And it's a beautiful place to have an award ceremony.
And hello, Jason Mariner, who we have on this show a lot.
Well, he's just, he's great. And a great friend of ours as well. So it's a fantastic night. Essentially, it's the arts community, the performing arts community comes together and we celebrate the best stuff that we've seen in a year.
Okay, so give us a heads up of to our listeners of what sort of awards there are. Obviously, there's independent theatre. What else?
Okay, so the Green Room Awards is has seven panels. Seven groups of
seven.
People.
Wow, seven, that's
panels.
A lot.
So there's cabaret, music theatre, opera, dance, independent theatre, contemporary and experimental, theatre companies.
That's seven.
Is that seven?
Yeah, that is seven.
Phew. I'm well trained. And so people on those panels go out and see an absolute, I was going to swear then. Can I swear?
No.
No.
Truckload.
A truckload, thank you, of shows. They're very busy all year seeing an incredible variety of work. And then they discuss the work that they've seen and they select winners across categories like best performance, best production, best design, best script and so forth. So we're actually, I think we're up around, the panels will have seen together something like 300 shows and we're making 64 awards on the night. So it happens at a real pace. We've got to keep going pretty fast to get through them all.
Eugene, tell us what your panel, what are you looking for when like Hilary says, get out there and find somebody?
Yeah, I think our panel specifically, we're looking for shows that say something and make you feel something. I think it's important in this day and age to be really involved with, you know, what's happening around us. And I think as artists too, value works that engage with what is happening around us. Yeah, so that's what we're looking for. Craft, you know, beautiful craft, it's all really important too, but I think all these things are tools with which we make them work.
Now, how many people are on your panel?
Currently there's 13 people.
Right.
Yeah. And it depends according to each year.
Right. So is there, you know, because obviously there can only be one winner. Mm-hmm. How heavy is the debating?
The debates are very heavy. We have very, very robust conversations. Sometimes we finish a day and we haven't, you know, made the decision that everyone's happy with, and we have to, you know, make another day where everyone comes back on a Sunday.
But not everyone can be happy, you know, because with independent theatre, I think more so than anything else, it's so, you know, what individual people like and understand and you know, like, would be a really different and more passionate as well. So you know, like, you can never please everyone on your
panel. And I think for us in the panel, it comes down to the discussions, and you know, when people talk about why it's important that this work should receive the award.
When you do have the discussions, do you find yourself trying to sort of, you know, I'm not trying to convince everybody else that this is the reason why you think this
lobby?
This particular,
do you lobby?
That's what that says, because it is, like you said, it's all very subjective.
Yeah. Each person, I think, has to be outspoken to a certain point. But also what's important is to be able to listen to what everyone else has to say.
Yep. So do you then try to aim for consensus as far as your world is concerned?
Yeah.
All right. So tomorrow night, everyone's got a frock up.
Yep.
You're like a lot of fun. It's a big night.
Yes.
What are the, you know, like the top three awards?
Okay, so there's really two awards, okay, that happen every year. One is the Lifetime Achievement Award and the other is the Technical Achievement Award. And I'm particularly thrilled about the second one because not only because does it do something very important, it actually celebrates the work of people who are often behind the scenes, yep, and, you know, they do amazing work and are often not the people that,
yep,
so
like
you go and see a show
next to you.
Yeah, yeah, might be Eugene Tay. It's not, by the way, that yeah, would be no, that oh, would be conflict no, of interest. That would be conflict of interest. But I'm also really happy because one of the things that we've been trying to do is to see whether, in addition to handing over the trophy, which is a beautiful object, and I know that it's highly valued,
yep,
by artists. They feel very, you know, they feel honored, thrilled and honoured to, yep, get them. This year, we've been trying to look at if we can actually get some sponsorship to put some cash up behind the awards. My sense is that artists will... that's what they really value because it enables them to make the next work.
Yep. Yep.
And that every time an artist gets money, whether it's a stipend or a bursary, whatever it is, they then usually use that money to create work for, yep, for other people.
Yep.
So it's fantastically generative.
Yep.
To give.
Did you get...
Yes.
Them. Yes.
So, sorry, long story short, we've got a wonderful sponsor called Arup. And Arup is a global engineering and design company,
okay,
which has designed and developed most of the, or had something to do with many of the concert halls and art centres in Australia and around the world. And so, you know, there's a natural sort of synchronicity between their work, what they're trying to do, and their support of somebody with exceptional achievement in,
right,
technical areas.
Yep. Brilliant.
Because, of course, sound and lighting design are all part of what somebody who's designing a theatre space, mm, or a concert hall needs to, yep, needs to think about.
Yep.
So we're sort of beyond happy about the fact that Arup are doing that, and we'd like in the future to be able to offer much more of that, to actually get some cash to say, not only have you won this beautiful trophy, but here is some money.
For each of the awards?
Make some more work.
Yep.
Look, it's never going to be for each,
yep,
of the awards.
Right.
There's 64 awards. There's just no way.
If we can,
particularly with the Lifetime Achievement and the Technical Achievement, we would dearly love to be able to have,
right,
some money. So if you've got any? Have you got any money?
50 cents? Will that go towards? No. But
that's pathetic.
There could be a lot of people listening out there now. Where do they go to? What's your website?
Yes, please let us know. It's the Green Room Awards. .com.au.
Right.
Or just get in touch with me, Hilary Glow, president at greenroom.org.au, I think.
And I knew there was a hesitation.
I was looking there. Slightly panicky then, wasn't I? We would love to hear from people who think that, who feel that they might like to actively contribute to, yep, what it is that artists do.
And there would be in our community, there would definitely be people out there. So I'm sure you might hear from a few people. So come on, people, you know, like put your money where your bum is as you're listening to this radio show right now. Thank you so much. See you tomorrow night at the awards. You won't recognise me because I'll be so glamorous.
I'm so glad to hear it. And bring your 50 cents.
50, all right. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Pass the hat around.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Absolute pleasure. The Green Room Awards, you'll find out all about it on Tuesday morning in the papers and go to the website as well to find out. Thanks
for
coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.